Thank you all so much. Right now, it's time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game in the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, I'm Katie from Fort Worth, Texas.
Hey, Katie, how are you?
Good, and you?
I'm well, thank you. Well, how are things in Fort Worth?
Hot.
Yes. Yes, I know. How do you guys bear it, all the heat and humidity there in Texas?
Well, thankfully, my church's camp is going on, and so I'm inside during all of it.
Oh, there you go. That we just flee inside for the duration.
Yeah.
Well, welcome to the show, Katie. Now, you're going to play our game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. Carl, what is Katie's topic this week?
Wow. Thanks, guys. You really shouldn't have.
Adults don't often get the chance to be recognized for their achievements. The most you can hope for usually is a little plaque or a shorter prison term. But this week, we read a story that proved sometimes being honored isn't so honorable. Our panelists are going to tell you three stories about honors that were less than great. Choose the real story. You'll win Carl's voice on your home answering machine or voicemail if you prefer. First up, let's hear from Mo Rocca.
The Italian province of Umbria is known for its ancient and vibrant hunting grounds, teeming with wild boars and deer. It is said that a boy of 12 who has not fired a musket is no Umbrian at all. Umbria is also the home of pop opera legend Andrea Bocelli. The blind superstar has given millions to Umbria's parklands, hence the inauguration of Umbria's Andrea Bocelli shooting range. Said Marcello Bagnoli, mayor of nearby Campofiore, quote, "We know that if Andrea could only behold the majesty of an Italian brown bear, he'd nail it right between the eyes." Of course, Bocelli can't see bears, nor can he see the statue of himself at the entrance to the park, depicting Bocelli, a coonskin cap on his head, aiming a harpoon gun with a very far-off look in his eyes.
A shooting range named for the very blind Italian opera singer Andrea Bocelli. Your next story of a dubious honor comes from Kiri O'Connor.
For years, Tomball, Texas has been at war with one Buff Buffkin for crimes against civic good taste. Buffkin owns a car dealership, a strip club, and a bail bondsman's establishment. But that's not the problem. It's his love of giant inflatable character balloons, which he affixes liberally to his businesses. At recent count, 2 purple gorillas, a green gorilla, 2 fake blimps, 2 minimally clad ladies, a patriotic eagle, and, most memorably, a huge inflatable convict. 2 days after the town council voted to ban Buffkin's offending inflatables, however, he received the Golden Gorilla Award from the Inflatables Manufacturers of America for best use of inflatable outdoor art. "It's bittersweet," Buffkin said.
The Golden Gorilla Award for best use of inflatable outdoor art given the man who had created an eyesore. And your last story of a troubling tribute comes from Roy Blunt, Jr.
Ah, the pride of having a great natural thing named for you. A mountain, say, or a national park, or the hot new mushroom, which is spread all over the cover of this month's Mycologia magazine, which is just it when it comes to fungi. This mushroom was discovered by a colleague of the scientist Robert Drews, a colleague who is apparently himself a fungi, because he named this mushroom Phallus drewsii, which is Latin for Drews's thingamabob. This new mushroom is only 2 inches long. It does resemble a penis, but it also emits a foul odor, and it's not only small, also, although it grows on wood, it looks limp. "I love it," claims Drews. "It's a form of immortality." Drews himself is a herpetologist. Just wait, Mr. Colleague, till Drews discovers a new snake.
All right. Here, then, are your choices. From Mo Rocca, a shooting range in Umbria, Italy, named after local legend and very blind opera singer Andrea Bocelli. From Kiri O'Connor, the story of how a man polluted his town with inflatable advertisements until he got an award for them. Or from Roy Blunt, Jr., a man thrilled to have a small, phallus-shaped mushroom named for him. Which of these is the real story about a disreputable honor?
It would have to be one of the first two because, one, my dad's a fan of the first one, or the second one because I live in Texas and I've seen those gorillas everywhere.
Right.
So I'm going to have to go with the second one.
You're going
to
go with the second one?
Yeah.
The story
I've
out of Texas
of
the inflatable things poisoning the landscape, getting an award.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we actually spoke. We were so pleased we were able to do this to this person who actually received this honor.
You know, I'm a scientist. I'm delighted, regardless of what it describes, that name, Phallus druzi, will live on as long as there is time.
I'm sorry to say that was Robert Drews. He's the curator of herpetology at the California Academy of Sciences, and he is, in fact, the inspiration for the recently discovered mushroom Phallus druzi. So I'm sorry, as you've no doubt figured out, Katie, Roy Blunt Jr. actually had the correct answer. You did not win, but you earned a point for Kiri for her terrifyingly true-sounding story of the inflatable gorillas looming over Texas.
Well, I just want to thank you, Katie, because nobody believed me about the gorillas.
But they're there.
They're there.
If you've been to Texas, you see them all over the place.
That's true. Katie, thank you so much for playing with us. You're a great sport. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
How many mushrooms can you see? Can you count them all, big or small? Add them up, but don't give up. How many mushrooms can you see?